Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Welcome back to Breakfast Business with me, Tom McEnany, standing in for Joe Lynham. Now, Aegis, a French company, has been awarded a long-term contract to operate and maintain the Dublin Tunnel, the Jack Lynch Tunnel, and to monitor 1,200 kilometres of motorway across Ireland. Joining me now is Steve Priest, CEO of Aegis, to talk through the awarding of the contract. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
Now, the Jack Lynch Tunnel, the Dublin Tunnel, and 1,200 kilometres of motorway. Is there anything told in Ireland you're not managing, Stephen?
Oh, I'm sure there's going to be one or two areas still not being told by ourselves. But obviously, we're delighted to be awarded this contract.
Right. So basically, if I'm paying a toll in Ireland, it's somehow being managed by yourselves.
Not all tolls, I have to answer and to say, but
there's a few business you have, there's a few bits of that tolling business you haven't quite hoovered up yet.
Not quite yet, but we're looking at it.
Right. So tell me, well, first of all, tell me about Aegis, because I have to say, I didn't know a lot about the company. Okay. You're a French company.
We're a French company. We've actually been operating in Ireland for nearly 30 years. We arrived in around 1996. We played a part in the design of the Lewis, the first one. And ever since, we've been progressively building our portfolio. When I arrived in 2008, we had around 100 people working for us. We now employ around 600 people, indirect and direct. That can be companies that we own completely 100% or other companies that we are JVs in, so joint partners.
Okay, it was my former professor of civil engineering in Trinity who came up with the idea of the Lewis, passed away now, unfortunately, an amazing man, but I'm still proud of it on his behalf, an amazing success. So what does this involve? I mean, monitoring, presumably you're not sitting there looking at things on the screen. What does managing this system mean?
Okay, let's first break it down into the really important infrastructure pieces. So if I take a look at the Dublin Tunnel, and when it first opened up, it has a traffic journey throughput of nearly 4 million. It now has a journey throughput of 10 million people. So you can see there's really a vast importance of making sure the tunnel runs well and is maintained well. If you take a look at the Jack Lynch Tunnel, it's the main artery into Cork City. Right. And I don't need to say, I think we've all been there when the tunnel's had an issue. It backs up extremely quickly. And the motorway traffic control centre is a relatively new piece of critical infrastructure for this country. And it's there to monitor, say, 1,200 kilometres of road motorway network. There's a team of experts who constantly, 24/7, are actually, as you just highlighted, just watching cameras. And that's what they do. So you can imagine we've created, in partnership with the TII, this control centre, which I believe is the second largest control centre for the video screen wall in Europe. And so imagine 50-inch monitors on one big wall.
Okay.
And people actually have to monitor that, which looks at the Dublin Tunnel, it looks at Cork Tunnel, the Jack Lynch, I should say, and it looks at the motorway network. So when an incident happens, there's someone responding straight away.
Okay, so very recently I had unfortunately a blowout on the M50, pulled over to the side of the road, call up my company and they said, yeah, we're going to be with you in 20 minutes. But while I was waiting for them, somebody from the motorway group came along and said, by the way, are you okay? Was that you?
That's one of our operatives who have actually seen you broken down, made a call, and so would have come out, exactly that, came out to you to say, are you okay?
Okay, well, thank them on my behalf. So how do you make the tunnels and the motorways work more efficiently? How can you do that? What is it that gets you going during the day in order to make our driving more effective?
Okay, I think recently now we've had quite a few upgrades in Dublin Tunnel. And in what were those upgrades? We've upgraded the tolling system, so the transaction is a lot quicker. So hopefully people have noticed now that the barrier lifts quicker for them as they're approaching. We've upgraded the actual, what we call the SCADA system. So the tunnel's actually monitored by a computerised system. And that's now been completely upgraded, which is to make it future-proof. The lighting system, hopefully people have noticed now as you drive through Dublin Tunnel, the lights are brighter. And that's because we've actually changed the lights all into LEDs. Not only does it give a it's bright, it's a pleasant, more experienced drive-through, but it's also energy saving. And that is something that we have to look at for the future, because we're committed with the TII to be 100% on green energy over the next 16 years.
So the Westlink bridge, toll bridge on the M50, is where you pay your toll for the M50. It's without polling booths. You just go through and it's automatic.
Right.
Presumably that works. And if it does work, why don't we get rid of all the other tolling booths?
Okay, well, I can highlight on the Dublin Tunnel. The reason, one of the main factors we keep the actual barriers in place is that we, at any time we need to close the tunnel. It's the most effective way, okay, of closing the tunnel.
Okay.
So that's one of the main reasons for that particular piece. If I take a look at the other tolling booths around the country, you know, to go free flow, it's called free flow.
Yeah.
It's a huge investment. And it's not as straightforward as, you know, we may think. Why can't we do this? It's a lot of thought process has to go into it.
But the thought process has already gone into it for the Westlink. Surely you can just cut and paste what already works here and apply it there.
I wish I could say it was as straightforward as that, and I wish it was, but unfortunately it's not.
Right, okay. So we're not looking at that anytime soon.
Not to my knowledge. However, it could be, you know, where we make a government decision where this is where we want to go, and the TII will follow, look into that in more detail.
Okay. Steve Priest, CEO of Aegis, thanks for joining us this morning.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.